This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. On the sidelines of the 73rd UN General Assembly session Monday, Presidents Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in of South Korea signed a new free trade agreement that Mr. Trump hailed as a historic milestone.
From day one, I promised the American people that I would renegotiate our trade deals to ensure that our agreements were fair and reciprocal. For decades, politicians have talked about fixing broken trade deals only to do absolutely nothing about them.
The president said this deal will significantly reduce the trade imbalance and create new opportunities to export American products to South Korea's market. The two leaders also discussed North Korea and denuclearization, with Mr. Trump indicating he'll be holding yet another face-to-face meeting with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
We'll be having a second summit with Chairman Kim in the not-too-distant future. Secretary of State will be dealing with that subject, but Mike Pompeo has been in touch with them, and we've been in touch with them, and I think within a fairly short period of time that'll be announced. It will be location to be determined.
Secretary of State Pompeo saying he expects to return to Pyongyang to arrange the summit before year's end. Thousands of Liberians took to the streets on Monday to protest the disappearance of tens of millions of dollars destined to the West African country's central bank. The $104 million represents one-fifth of the country's gross domestic product. Horatio Gould of the Alternative National Congress Party is upset.
Liberians are coming up and rallying around this. This is nothing to do with politics or political party. It is about the livelihood of people. Let's be for real. This is about our survival.
President George Weah has called for calm and vowed any wrongdoers will be punished. This is